after law and order broke down amongst the police, and they began breaking the law and rioting, like CNN crew were claiming that the demonstrators were doing. It was actually the police for the most part. The CNN said, oh, the police are behaving calmly. No rubber bullets have been fired. Within 1 hour, the Independent Media Center had video footage of rubber bullets being fired up on the internet all over the world.
Good morning. If you're driving, key on this station and we'll get you through the hot spots. From Johnny Law. Adam Newton, W of the ZBC. New metaphysics sector. Gary Geiserman. Taking the fall. William Wallace is here. So any lawsuits, it's the regular spelling. 90.3 FM and .org upstairs for broadband or beyond. RE College plug-in facilities. Although it's the summertime and all college students are yonder or working or dead or sold into white slavery somewhere, whatever. It's a big world out there. Want to say hello, William?
Hello, everybody. How was that?
You stopped the music, man.
I'm powerful.
Wow, I'm impressed. You may have to turn your mic off.
They always do. Ultimately, I get shut down.
So you're running guns right now for Castro, is that it?
I castrated a gun runner. I was sorry about that. With a Wendy's plastic fork. I didn't, you know, I'm sorry.
Turn the mic off. Okay,
See? It runs parallel through everyone's mind. You're no different.
So William will be here for a while until his probation officer comes by.
I believe my jack officer is coming by, Gary.
Jack officer?
He's coming.
You did it again, man. Amazing.
I just can't seem to stop the juice from flowing away.
Okay, I think both mics should be turned off now. Or as Satchmo would say, time to go get some arrangements from Mez.
Oh, yeah.
You know about his arrangements?
Oh, sure. Hot butter on the toast, baby.
ZBC. Thank you.
At the same time, efforts to take away people's freedom in using other kinds of published works. For instance, if you take a look at DVDs, movies on DVDs are published in an encrypted format that used to be secret. It was meant to be secret. And the only way the movie companies would tell you the format so that you could make a DVD player was if you signed a contract to build certain restrictions into the player so that the public would be stopped even from fully exercising their legal rights. Then a few clever programmers in Europe figured out the format of DVDs, and they wrote a free software package that would read a DVD, and this made it possible to use free software on top of the GNU plus Linux operating system to watch the DVD that you had bought, which is a perfectly legitimate thing to do. You ought to be able to do that with free software. But the movie companies objected and they went to court.
Vado, my pretty nigga, father of my yearning for the soil, the land, the earth of my people, father of the sweet smells of fruit in my mother's womb, the earth brown of my skin, the thoughts of freedom that butterfly through my insides. Hibaro, my pretty nigga. Sweating bullets of blood and bedbugs, swaying slowly to a softly strummed five-string guitar, remembering ancient empires of sun gods and black spirits and things that were once so simple. How times have changed men. How men have changed time. Unnatural, screams the wind. Unnatural.
See, The movie companies used to make a lot of films where there was a mad scientist and somebody was saying, but doctor, there's some things man was not meant to know. They must have watched their own films too much.
Well, etc. And hopefully, someday everything will be wonderful. Well, that's not hope at all. That's something else. We're not sure if there's even truly a name for it. Hope is when you can look at your present and no matter what it is, good or bad or right or wrong, whatever you want to describe it, and you can look at it and you can still see the abundances of possibilities that are there. You can still see all the potency, the potential, the possibilities that are operative. So to have hope is not a weakness. Indeed, it is an important power, an important strength to work with. Belief is another term that is often misunderstood. Belief is similarly not blind faith, but rather an attitude. Belief is an attitude based upon an opinion held with conviction. It is not an attitude based on an opinion held by experience, note. It is not an attitude based on an opinion held by experience, note, but rather an opinion based and held with conviction. This is something that is often so very much misunderstood, and although you may know it intellectually, it is something that you need to know experientially, and that is that belief precedes experience. Frequently in your society, you are taught just the reverse. Sire, wie das falsch auch noch wieder ist, das war in der Hälfte noch wieder fest. So frequently in your society, you are taught just the reverse. That you first experience things, experience them, and ultimately out of that experience you derive a belief. And we would suggest in truth it happens just the other way. In fact, it happens just the other way.
You're not the drama teacher, are you?
Maybe I'm the big bad wolf.
Came to believe that the format of DVDs is something that man was not meant to know.
System in.
Hello, Mark.
Entertainment
delay.
Check
your
audio. Again, please.
Testing. This sounds real bad, system. Can you plug the drain?
No.
I'm out of communication.
You are
out.
I'm out of communication.
Failure.
Not a difficulty.
Landing phase.
A-OK.
Rolling tape.
53.
Entertainment closeout. Jim and Nellie House fire. Roll in. Anytime, Jim.
One.
Two. Three.
One. Two. Cruising down the rivers on a Sunday afternoon.
The years in your ears, mid-century to century 2000. This is an audio history of your first 50 years, Mark, prepared for your entertainment by the Graphophone Entertainment Group. 1950, when you were born like so many others like you, this busy nation hung out a clean hand to the victims of the past and discovered the mouse-tongued enema of tomorrow. Primitive, black-and-white, single-system TWEV obsessed the snowbound American family and you. Nobody wanted to remember anything, but they taught you drop drill. Remember, Nellie?
Yes, Jim. They were the fabulous 50s, a lavish epoch of rhinestones and chrome set against the basic black of daily life. While your lucky mom drove a hard top and a dishwasher, Pop relaxed with a flat top and his choice of newspapers.
Wasn't that fun? But you were too young then to be a juvenile delinquent, and not old enough to care by the time was up for the old gen. Before you could help it, you were growing to adult manhood in the swinging.
Did it. It's sad, but it still has a real problem up there still today.
I always wonder about people who are, you know, like professional racists, is how do you completely turn off your empathy toward other people? Like, what do you have to do to, like, not feel for the groups that you hate, not feel that they're human or anything?
David Robinson, who's a costume designer, he did a great job. Patterned after a new dress that she actually wore.
Q23M$. W3 greater than J equals 62 carat Y grob accent R at 62 CZLW.
Both of us out there.
No, absolutely.
this between the media and the government, and increasingly and a circulating elite there. Fallows, in his book, talks about how, you know, his kids went to the same schools of the people he was covering. There's a kind of cozy little elite within the Beltway, and that's why so much of the punditry that comes out of the Beltway is so boring.
Your drugs and your weapons and your money, and he's laughing at you. He's publicly ridiculing you to other people. And a real bottom line for me, I guess, is that then he sleeps with your girlfriend.
And then again, I think it has to do with his girlfriend.
Peabody, my pretty nigga man. Fish smells and cane smells and fish smells and cane smells and tobacco and oppression makes even God smell foul. As foul as the bowels of the ship that vomited you up in the harbors of a cold metal city to die. No sun, no sand, no palm trees. And you clung to the slimy ribs of an animal called the marine tiger. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Did you know you my nigga? I love the curve of your brow, the slant of your baby's eyes, the calves of your woman dancing. I dig you. You can't hide. I ride with you on subways. I touch shoulders with you in dances. I make crazy love to your daughter. Yeah! You my cold nigga man. And I love you cause you mine. And I'll never let you go. And I'll never let you go, you mine, nigga.
Drama teacher, are you?
Maybe I'm the big bad wolf.
So you're that guy that's been hanging around the house? You the one that killed my mom's dog?
Lying on the sofa in a drunken stupor.
She went to the bedroom to check on the other kids and ask where I was. She came into the dining room and asked, why is baby sleeping under the dining room chair? My invisible friend told me not to tell. And I never did.
Till now.
Managed to drag ourselves up onto for a few panting moments before we slip back into the sea of the unreal. What this means then, just to cut to the chase, is that psychedelic drugs are as important. Psychedelic drugs believe that the format of DVDs is something that man was not meant to know. And they obtained a ruling for total censorship of the software for playing DVDs. Even making a link to a site where this information is legally available outside the U.S. has been prohibited. An appeal has been made against this ruling. I signed a friend of the court brief in that appeal, I'm proud to say, although I'm playing a fairly small role in that particular battle. The U.S. government intervened directly on the other side. This is not surprising when you consider why the Digital Millennium Copyright Act was passed in the first place. The reason is the campaign finance system that we have in the U.S., which is essentially legalized bribery, where the candidates are bought by business before they even get elected. And of course, they know who their master is, they know who they're working for, and they pass the laws to give business more power.
By 1960, color was an everyday necessity. That way, within a few short years, the once easy choice between mom and bad and good and dad had to be made in the marketplace of public confusion. Famous heroes came and went. Business improved.
Boy, did it. A few have a nice days afterwards in a wartime frenzy. Americans all over the world went to the moon and back. When the trip was out of sight, they thought they had nothing to show for it but some dirty pictures. And that was what most everybody wanted.
I'll say, Jim, nearing the end of your second decade, Mark, just when it seemed as if everything you had in mind was legal and life was one big suitcase, it was time to get tough again from the top down.
Bring us together.
The sober 70s, soft on the inside, damage resistant on the outside. A hungry people learned to eat buffalo and crow, while its elected bureaucracy was retired to celebrate the revolution.
Folks young and old began to think more about their mobile homes now that they could watch the recreation of their choice on the new imported double screen. Many believed that God had come back. We all wore old clothes.
I'm still wearing them. And then after a long string of local fireworks, first of the oil wars exploded. Business improved. Public interest declined. The president needed a volunteer, Mark. You were it.
Marches on like a soldier into cattle. The lawnmower flies past my window, and the children are nonplussed. The pants are pressed and ready for action. There's a Barbie doll at the bottom of the well, and the milkshake of despair shakes hands with Secret Agent 666. The relentless humid sun beats down, baking the earth into piping hot brick cake. As blueberries burst like lip balms. My great, great, great grandmother grieves and cries at the sight of the bunnies hopping and bopping about the backyard, beating each other to death with peacock feathers. And then, like the second coming of Krishna, a single snowflake falls to earth, and everybody screams inside,
UPN, VH1, MTV, Nickelodeon, and Comedy Central. CBS owns 160 radio stations and 17 television stations. You know what that means, folks?
As a footnote to the suppression of these synthetic poisonous narcotics, which are mostly dealt by governments anyway.
W0M0BFPL1SKYHAM5HNFTHZX%D.
David Brinkley himself not only criticized the president for being boring, but earlier, about 2 weeks earlier, told TV Guide that most of his guests were boring.
Varieties. Hey, us. You, S. Get up. Stand up. Pay up. The Bill of Rights. Hey, poets. Time to fill up swirling void hole. An empty center of national consciousness donut.
Do. But when the state loses the bludgeon, when you can't control people by force, and when the voice of the people can be heard, this problem, it may make people so curious and so arrogant that simplifications, which are provided by the myth maker, to oversimplifications, which are provided by the myth maker to keep the ordinary person on course.
And so when we're in a stress state, see, a primitive hunter meet a wild beast, and you don't stand up straight to deal with the beast.
You with your wig and a prosthetic nose and you know, I really wanted Amy to be in the film, and I wanted to work with her because I knew I was going to be consumed with it, and
I don't think anybody else would ask her to play Peggy, but I kind of... something about them. They're both kind of ballsy gals and courageous, and I figured Amy could do it. If anybody couldn't, she gobbled it up.
isn't any good. I hate boring parties. I'd rather stay home. Why go out? I could get killed. I don't need this. It's raining out. Besides, what if it was a good party? What if it was the best party ever?
Never let you go. Forget about self. We're together now.
And I just came back from.
And I'll Rockingham. Never let you go.
This matches the glove found over there.
Mm-mm.
That's what he tells you. But he's lying again.
Never, nigga. Nah, man.
Lying. Yeah. And that's why he's central to this case, because he hadn't even been to Rockingham at that point. And he's tracking in that blood at that point.
Suspended animation of a gray expansion casting shadows over the sun.
That was very important, because you remember he slips up and says, in the Bronco at some point. Did he get in that Bronco? Did he put a bloody footprint in that Bronco?
Mark the time when Europe, her mouth opened wide and the green vomit and the sores, and the running sores when she, her body, could not conceive, could not feed in the plague. The black plague in Europe, crazy with hunger, and the nightmare dreams and shadow blackness in the moonlight glittering, and the fear and the guilt, and the fear and the guilt. For fear of death, death became fear. Mark the time when she marched her maggot men across our land, threatened our lives after sucking our hearts. Mark the time when death became fear, and the rifle jammed hard between the thighs of our mama, and we sat and we watched, and the fear and the guilt, and the fear and the guilt. Hey, man! Died already. Somewhere in the river of timelessness, we have died already. It has happened already. We was is already somewhere in the river of timelessness. The sleeping womb explodes. Death is made captive in the birth of our son. Next time some motherfucker asks you for the time, boogaloo and dance away. Time ain't real no how. Only the rhythm of the rising sun, and our bodies grown hard with need you, need you, need you, need you, need you, spooks of the night.
That sultry spring morning in 1979.
You were only 30 when you left for Planet X. How old do you think you are now?
Going nowhere. This ain't going anywhere. it's fucking over. Cookie agreed, and he just fucked off.
The night the group split up, Vicious was pulled off a plane at Kennedy Airport, the victim of a drug overdose.
Despite all the hassles, what was it that you thought the pistol were trying to do? Was it just like re-kick the establishment out of the arse? See?
Since he's not interviewing me, please try and wake up.
Ow!
Sit down, you! Fuck!
No, Bud!
Everybody was for Sid. I mean, Sid was like, I don't know if he saw any of the gigs, but Sid was like really shining out.
A little power to listen to this cassette as you are falling asleep at night, and ear to even fall asleep, and allow yourself to experience and to re-experience your personal power. Your right to listen to this cassette as you are falling asleep at night, and ear to even fall asleep, and allow yourself to experience and to re-experience your personal power. We suggest that you listen to this cassette for the most part while you are fully awake. However, after you have become familiar with its contents, it is perfectly all right to listen to this cassette as you are falling asleep at night, and ear to even fall asleep, and allow yourself to experience and to re-experience your personal power.
Didn't even know why he had them on, but that was the format of the show.
He was
and all the media trainers that they have, so they can get their soundbite and learn how not to answer questions and deflect questions. And even the whole debate now about campaign finance reform, everybody is concerned about where did the money come from? Did it come from China? Did it come from this company or that company? And nobody's asking where did the money go? And it went right back into television commercials, right back into the media. And what has happened is that in many communities across America, there were more political ads on the news than political reports or political coverage. And the basic response of the American people to this seems to be a big tune out and turn off.
Working through her Matisse period or whatever it is, Miro, perhaps. Forgive me about some of my lack of art knowledge, but it's like studying for an exam, man. All this stuff goes out of your head. This is all one shot here. This whole scene started back there when he was in the kitchen. You see her working so delicately, and then Jackson takes his tube of paint and says, "All right, here we go." This particular painting is called Male and Female. And what I'm doing here, painting-wise, is really what, you know, how he painted out of the tube with these particular lines. Lisa Lawley, who painted the, you know, painted this painting up to this point, I worked on it a little bit because every take you had a little bit more. But she really studied these things, and she was really helpful. She was on the set when I was painting, and if I was like, you know, basic things, she was saying to me, "Yeah, you got to paint, man. You put paint on the canvas. You got to put it on there, man." He painted with energy.
This isn't Cubism, Jackson, because you're not really breaking.
I think that's a Goya thing behind her head over there on the wall. I'm not sure if Francisco Goya, who's one of the painters Jackson liked.
What is this?
Oklahoma just is what they call me, and this is Louisiana Willie, harmonica player. And, well, yeah, we're out here on the streets, but see, we know a lot of people, and we're gonna keep on knowing a whole bunch more. As long as they treat us right, we ain't gonna mistreat them. But we just don't want no problems from them, because we already got a problem. We like to drink. We like to sing and make noise in the night.
Well, I mean, I got to a point that I guess I could put it in this kind of analogy. They get you to go to a certain point in life, and once you get to that certain point, you really lose any feeling you have for other people.
Begun to tell me what I am, but stop. That's the first line.
He stopped.
and left me to
Dieser Film als Inbegriff harmloser Fröhlichkeit gilt.
And the third line, concluding stay,
als festlicher Raum vergnügter Menschen ist für mich leider nur die lebendige Erinnerung an die traurigste Zeit meines Lebens. Doch heute noch kann diese Stadt nur trübe Gedanken in mir erwecken. 5 Jahre Elend und Jammer sind im Namen dieser verehrten Stadt für mich enthalten. 5 Jahre, in denen ich erst als Hilfsarbeiter, dann als kleiner Maler mir mein Brot verdienen musste, ein wahrhaft herrliches Brot, das doch nie langte, um auch nur den gewöhnlichen Hunger zu stillen. Und doch habe ich in dieser Zeit gelernt wie nie zuvor, außer meiner Baukunst, dem seltenen, vom Munde abgesparten Besuch der Oper, hatte ich als einzige Freude nur mehr Bücher. Ich las damals unendlich viel, und zwar gründlich. Was mir so an freier Zeit von meiner Arbeit übrig blieb, ging restlos für mein Studium auf. In wenigen Jahren schuf ich mir damit die Grundlagen eines Wissens, von denen ich auch heute noch zehre. Aber mehr noch als dieses. In dieser Zeit bildete sich mir ein Weltbild und eine Weltanschauung, die zum granitenen Fundament meines derzeitigen Handelns.
Died already. Our lives, progressions of death, whom shall we fear? We, the strange fruit of Billy's moans, watched ourselves swing from trees, watched them carve away the bone of our manhood, sat passively in classes while they faggotized our minds. Hey, man, it's been done already. Got taken out on our tribal rhythms, so they could learn us Western time. Our golden black bodies, the pendulum of their sick mentalities. Hey, man, it's been done already. Stop shitting in your pants. Everything's dead that could die inside you. Time ain't real, no how. Only your will to be. Say we will. Say we will. Say we will.
stubborn side stick. Move fast and clear those murder holes.
More than 20 feet between men. Five men is a juicy opportunity. One man's a waste of ammo.
Stand out of your weapons. Keep those exits clear. We'll see you on the beach.
Than yourself.
Hey,
a click of millions and millions of people.
Hey,
red, black, yellow, and brown.
Hey,
black man, don't worry about it.
Hey,
cause the shit is ours.
Hey,
them white ones! Follow me!
And the fact that he said he'd do it. Here's Peggy and the dogs. The true story of this is they were at a wedding. Lee and Jackson, their friend, piece of Peter Boos's wedding. Jackson passed out because he was so drunk right before they asked for their rings, and he had his ring clutched in the hand, and Lee had to pry it open and give it to Peter Boos, and then she had to wake him up and get him back to the apartment because Peggy was coming over.
You're drunk. Are you drunk?
No.
No.
This old deal here, which, you know, watch it with audiences and it gets a pretty good laugh, which is really needed at this point. It's, I appreciate it.
Every planetary mass throughout the universe.
What will happen with that particular battle, we don't know. But meanwhile, Australia has passed a similar law, and Europe is almost finished adopting one.
The book that I'm currently working on, Molecular Becoming, Technology, Culture, and Survival, which probably won't be out until late 96, that the arena in which our transformation will occur is the mimetic arena.
Or fight and win, and or play dead. And so what we do is we crouch over in one side. Well, when we lock into our dominant hemisphere, the subdominant hemisphere becomes very passive. Each hemisphere controls half the body. The side of the body controlled by the passive, now very passive hemisphere, goes measurably, testably weak.
Are his shoes size 12? Talks about in the Bronco. He talks about them. Remember? There was a question he was asked about gloves, and Lee Bailey asked him about, well, he says, well, he's talking about gloves, and he says, never explain that. He says, them. Them, does that mean two gloves? He said, I saw them. Enough. That picture, that photograph there, that seals their doom. That seals their doom. This man, who in 85, in his mind, started this.
DMA is not manufactured by a pharmaceutical company. Sterile precautions, quality control, and FDA-like supervision are not part of the MDMA manufacturing process.
Okay, well, thank you. Would you approve of an amnesty, possibly, of workers who have worked in the United States for a number of years?
Well, it depends. We gave amnesty in 1986.
We're here from Oxygen, the new women's channel, and just very quickly, how are you going to...
Mr. Bradley, yes. Put one for the baby.
No, Bradley, please.
Thank you very, very much. I'm so happy to see you.
Nice to see you again. Thank you. I'm a teacher, and you inspire me and inspire my
despair, the absolute fun, the absolute one. I saw myself looking, I heard myself hearing, I felt myself feeling again. I remembered being a little boy wandering, wondering why. And I was high, oh God, I was tripping on caffeine and nicotine. I felt almost pure, and I'm sure I can do it again and again and again.
Embrace the inner technology rather than giving our power away to the machines that we've built.
Is that you create a belief, and it is out of that belief, which is an opinion that you come by, an opinion that you come by, that you hold with conviction, and it is out of that that you therefore experience your reality.
Is DJ's dancing partner, as he and DJ do not appear to like each other. However, Danny Ainge is going to be guarding Mitchell Wiggins, as DJ now is on McRae. Well, you had McRae there for a while, and McRae is now being guarded again by Bird. And now a bad pass intended for Reed is picked off by DJ. DJ spins in and has to protect the ball. How quickly it goes back out to Robert. Robert Knob to DJ on the right. It goes to Bird. DJ went into a momentary post up and then came out. Now comes out down the other side. Goes baseline. Throws it up. It is no good. The rebound fought for. And Olajuwon closes the gap and gets the ball. Art McRae guarded by Bird. Now to Peterson guarded by Bird. Peterson to turnaround. Bird got a little piece of that. McRae gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Muscle rebound by McRae and 29-25. All right, Danny Ainge brings the ball up on the left. Every time they get an offensive rebound, the crowd reacts negatively to it. They don't want that to happen. All right, Walt going in, throws it up. It is no good. Missed the rebound. Takes a second rebound after Parrish got a rebound. Parrish got shoved on his rebound. 31-25 the score. Walt made the second rebound he tried as they control that board. That's what they have to do. All right, now quickly, Wiggins outside, and we have an illegal defense being set up by Boston, and I don't know who was that was called for.
Conflicto tradicional, pero lloro. Si dudar es vivir, pero cadenas son cadenas, son cadenas. Retratos de Ponce brincan en mi mente, cuerpos tirados en la calle. La consecuencia de ser libre es la muerte. Tiros y gritos. Y Lorca se ríe porque él sabe. ¿Y sabe por qué? ¡Hermanos! Tenemos que poner nuestra fuerza, no en un espíritu, pero en... Y la gente sigue tirando. Orando.
Dying.
Este maricón se cree que es un dios. ¡Llantos llegan al aire! ¡Revolución! ¡Revolución!
¡Revolución!
Y madres con tetas secas se emborrachan. ¡Tírate de pecho, hermano! ¡Tírate! ¡Para el carajo con los títulos fríos! ¡Formalidades de sistemas tuyos! ¡Tubo careceros!
Now, we have talked about this at great length at other times, and we shan't go into it in great detail here. But suffice it to say that if you look at your reality very closely, and take time to take it apart piece by piece, you will come to the truth of this statement more than just as an intellectual awareness, but as an experiential and an emotional knowing.
Unfortunately, that's, you know, the writing voice now. It's sort of the writing voice. I call it the writing voice.
That is the carrier. That's the conduit to send matter through.
Lavando la mente con mentiras, diciendo justicia es una cosa, ustedes saben, que la tira. Ceros, nada multiplicado por nada, con nada. Un rifle, oración, conflicto.
Radically antisocial in its activities. That's a legal obligation, after all, for a corporation.
A rifle, a prayer. Traditional conflict, yes, but I cry. Yeah, to doubt is to live, but chains are chains are chains. Pictures of bunch of jump in my mind, bodies thrown out in the street. The consequence of being free is death, shouts and screams. And Lorca laughs because he knows, and knows why. Brothers, we must put our strength not in a spirit, but in... And the people keep on one laugh. And she
Do.
A legal obligation, after all, for a corporation. You must commit yourself solely to maximizing profit and market share. Commit yourself solely to maximizing profit and market share. You do anything else, you know, you can be brought to court. It's a violation of the law.
An opinion based and held with conviction.
Into your throat, up into your head now, so that the relaxation is on chin level and now past your mouth to your nose. Feel the relaxation of the base of your eyes and now of the eyebrows. Feel the relaxation filling up the last of your head so that you are totally filled to the very top with total, lovely, luscious relaxation.
Still water, we took the water out of her.
don't be sweet. That's still water. And you still need it. If you took the water out of those things, they would still be those things. You still need water. You need it in the glass. You need it there in the water. You need it in the toilet. You need it to wash your dishes with. Let's face it, water is something you need.
The plan is to leave no place on earth where this information can be made available to people. The U.S. remains the world leader in trying to stop the public from distributing information. U.S., though, is not the first country to make a priority of this. The Soviet Union treated it as very important. There, this unauthorized copying and redistribution was known as samizdat. And to stamp it out, they developed a series of methods. First, guards watching every piece of copying equipment to check what people were copying to prevent forbidden copying. Second, harsh punishments for anyone caught doing forbidden copying. You could get sent to Siberia. Third, soliciting informers, asking everyone to rat on their neighbors and co-workers to the information police. Fourth, collective responsibility. You're going to watch that group. If I catch any of them doing forbidden copying, you are going to prison, so watch them hard. And fifth, propaganda starting in childhood to convince everyone that only a horrible enemy of the people would ever do this forbidden copying. The U.S. is using all of these measures now. First, guards watching copying equipment. Well, in copy stores, they have human guards to check what you copy. But human guards to watch what you copy in your computer would be too expensive. Human labor is too expensive. So they have robot guards. That's the purpose of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. This software goes in your computer. It's the only way you can access certain data, and it stops you from copying. There's a plan now to introduce this software into every hard disk. Oh.
LK.
LK, she sang. Lee Krasner, in case you didn't catch it the first time. Back in the back, did you see that gray mass painting? That's, there's nothing happening on the easel. There was, that was gonna, that's part of a story that wasn't told as well. Yep.
We decide to cut the cancer out and put in a worse cancer. That's not a good idea. So the question is, what kind of changes can take place? Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and it's not something just for slogans.
This is Deputy Sheriff Ray Dolcel, Torrance County, 439-277. I'd like a trace and status on 90 T-Bird, VIN number 26 Charles, Henry Charles, 39er Nora 1, John 1212292. 7. I'd like a trace and status on 90 T-Bird, VIN number 26 Charles, Henry Charles.
There could be files on your hard disk which you can't even access.
Like a trace and status on 90 T-Bird, VIN number 26 Charles, Henry Charles, 39er Nora 1, John 1212292.
Is a Taoist doctor and a meditation master.
And?
And in his seminars, he teaches people, among other things, how to guide the energy in their body. And he also references to this belly area. And the way that he puts it is, he says the energy flows in a circular pattern around the body. It moves up the spine, over the top of the head, and then down towards the belly, and starts all over again.
This is something that is often so very much misunderstood, and although you may know it intellectually, it is something that you need to know experientially, and that is that belief precedes experience. So frequently in your society you are taught just the reverse, that you first experience them, and ultimately out of that experience you derive a belief. And we would suggest in truth it happens just the other way. In fact, it happens just the other way. That first it is that you create a belief, and it is out of that belief, which is an opinion that you come by, that you hold with conviction, and it is out of that that you therefore experience your reality. Now, we have talked about this at great length at other times, and we shan't go into it in great detail here, but suffice it to say that if you look at your reality very closely, and take time to take it apart piece by piece, you will come to the truth of this statement more than just as an intellectual awareness, but as an experiential and an emotional knowing. That belief precedes experience. Beliefs are not based upon experience, rather they are based upon opinion. Beliefs are not fact, they are opinion. And therefore, they vary with each of you accordingly, and with each of you according to your uniqueness. On many occasions we have made the statement that all beliefs ultimately are false, so why not pick the false beliefs that work for you rather than the false beliefs that work against you? For truly, beliefs are opinions, and each of you have your own set of opinions. Certain of those opinions you hold with conviction, and therefore it is from those opinions held with conviction that your beliefs are thus formulated, and it is as a result of those beliefs that your experiences then follow.
like a trace in status on the 90 T-bird, VIN number 26 Charles Henry Charles 3 Niner Nora 1 John 1212 Niner 2. I can be reached at 412-5607. I'd appreciate it if you could expedite this. Thanks.
Connoisseurs of merchandise, and they have taste in toys, you know, and they appreciate the qualities of toys. So it begins at a really early age.
I have a terrible heartburn, and only a vanilla ice cream can save me.
Nails that are never made.
A cup, a cone, anything.
Grown men and women beg shamelessly before stores already closed for the night, convinced that the card hanging on the door had just been turned.
Do a favor, sell me an ice cream. I see you're in there to do business. Open the door.
They imagine a light still on in the back room where the owner is just now changing his shirt before climbing an inner staircase to his apartment.
Did I hide you to take my money?
Where, on the kitchen table, lies the latest edition of a Yiddish language communist weekly, still unread in its cheap brown paper wrapper.
I beg of you. I'm a sick man.
WZ 90.3 on your scorecards. Don't forget to turn them in later to the parking lot broker. 40% of your daily activities now in the hands of the broker. Located approximately around your parking lot. So keep the paperwork, man. You know what happens if you don't have it. Since humans get used to homeostasis, it's very common in a binary virtual reality. You know, it's quite a feat to run a living time-space body in a binary holographic projection. It's a very much a puppeteer kind of thing, man. Except with the twistiest twist of them all, at least in this sector. The key concept is completely variable. within a little bit of blue boilerplate, like the usual goings on in the time space 3D kind of game board. So in that key core keystone concept upon which all by definition swings.
When you first saw your child dead, son, born of a pussy, long dead, long black, your son, stumbling in blind rage out past the box trap of swollen lips.
That is one twisty plot where black can be white and darkness at noon. You know, sleep at the wheel, but with various boilerplate in the contract to sync it all up anyway. That's time's job usually. Sew it all up, make it look real, whatever it is. You don't have that in every man's army, my friends. Key concept, completely variable, upon which all is determined, and any version will work of variables. Now you add a subplot here, upon which all that follows, such as the phenomenology of amnesia, it's a very interesting subplot we've chosen in this 90,000 year old civilization, the naked city. Hey, Metaphysics Gary Geiserman, regulated by the Office of Naval Intelligence. It's such a cool station that we can admit ours, but you won't show yours. Of course, I have no way of knowing this except through direct knowledge. You don't always get that, you know? Not yet. So we're getting ready for the post show. Second feature in the human thing. .org upstairs, 112K broadband. Or better. Otherwise, you don't hear a squat. William, you still over there?
Trying to get my paperwork together, Gary.
Yeah, before you go outside, that's a good idea.
Yeah. The parking lot attendant, last time he took my paperwork.
And that's a bad thing to have happen to you.
I said, show me yours. And he didn't think that was funny.
I guess he doesn't listen to my show.
I think everyone listens to your show.
Well, it's on the radio, for Christ's sakes. It goes through every molecule out here.
What do you mean when you
at
say radio?
At least in the tri-state area.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a ray.
The Bermuda Triangle
it's,
area.
You know, plasma. Superheated matter.
Oh, yeah.
Except superheated matter does not have to be hot. Because, see, that's science. That's one of my favorite things because it's so cool.
Yeah.
Like homosexuality. You know, it's like really shows an extreme deviation from the norm.
the normal deviation from the strange.
Yeah, see, now homosexuality deviates from the recognized norm, and science deviates from the unrecognized.
Yeah.
And since we're all in tune with all things all the time because we're creating the freaker, you know?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what people don't understand in an atomized Western, extremely bizarre set of variable reality like we got around here.
Multidirectional.
They think that everything's separated from each other, and unless you consciously get it, you ain't getting squat.
Thin, you know? Band, not broadband.
Whereas actually, you're creating everything, creating or allowing everything in your, whatever version of your reality you have. So you know everything. And all the variations of each groupings of things, waves and particles.
Parts of things.
And science's job is hired by us, which is the mental police. Their assignment, just like the regular police, is to ensure that we maintain the delusion that we are separated from the rest of the circuit. You think about electricity, the source of the flame, or even just the other part of the loop. So we're living in a very unstable configuration, and our job is to prove or set up a system where you can prove that you're not. To prove that you are not separated from the rest of the loop by declaring that you are. Isn't that amazing? And they pulled that off. So everybody believes that shit.
Let me get this straight.
Everybody.
You're saying a flamer in the fruit loop will eventually come back at you like a boomerang?
No.
I missed it. I was in the parking
That's
lot.
That's just a superstition about how karma works. It's completely wrong. Like everything. See, that's the cool thing here. Everything.
You've always wanted to know about sex.
Is, along with everything else, is, not only is it wrong, it's wrong in a certain way.
That we're afraid to ask about.
No, it's wrong by being completely opposite every step of the way.
So the complete truth.
Well, we're almost at the end of that particular journey because you can't go much farther once you get to the end. And the end will be that everything a normal person believes about reality.
Consciously.
Or semi-subconsciously, we have a certain amount of that going on, is wrong. Yeah. Everything, that's amazing. I mean, not 95% of everything. Every molecule is misperceived.
Wow.
Well, you know, we know that about various groups of things.
You know,
hip people do, but do they realize that everything?
Yeah. No, they don't. I told my boss.
Because most people really do believe in science. You know, the coastal.
Sure.
Not the heartland, but the so-called advanced liberal thinkers. Because in many ways they are.
The peripheral edge.
Anyway, let's get back to the...
You know, Gary... Let me stop
the spoken part of the program.
I told my boss I was late, and I told him it was because everything he knew was wrong, and he didn't get it.
Well, yeah. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Because you got to work at it. It takes practice.
Well, I had it, but I think the parking lot attendant took it.
Yeah, you can get it in flashes, but you need to, like...
Hold on.
Yeah, and practice it and stuff, and play with it and do stuff. Do the magic of it. You know, become awake, you know. And, you know, like the Matrix. That's what that's about. That's very good. Very good.
Right on.
Except, see, they don't go 100%. They think that there's a malevolence outside themselves that created this consensical fabric.
Someone from California is doing just that.
In actuality, that's partially true, but it wasn't malevolent.
What are you, crazy?
Because you allow a lot of things.
And you perceive them as bad.
You allow probably 98% of things and consciously shape the 2%, but that's woven all through everything. That's where we agree on a lot of things. Because we want
really
to.
I'm excited about it. And
you know,
I just
like
have one question about it.
Yes. Greenland's over there.
And actually, any silver,
opossums
when it
spelled with an O in front of it. You know, all the little things.
The
Poland, you know. We agree on Poland, right?
There's an O in front of it. You just don't say it.
Our final journey.
Borneo.
And Pete,
we got
know
at the end of it.
We're in sync, man.
Sure.
Ooh. Hey, baby. Nice hat.
By getting permission from some network server.
You reached at 412-5607. I'd appreciate it if you could expedite this. Thanks.
The generation that chose to really embrace the history and the heritage that we have behind us.
Track mind. For instance, the animal was coming after you with the idea of tearing your head off. You put the chair up, and all of a sudden he has four points of interest. He loses his original chain of thought because this agitates him. He can't comprehend those four points of interest. So what he does, he attacks the chair. He takes his wrath out on the chair.
Wind variable at 6. Here are 4 p.m. weather conditions and other nearby locations.
If all of space collapses with the universe, you know. So you have to assume a superspace. Now, if you read Center of the Cyclone, I described an experience in which I saw three cycles of the universe collapsing and re-expanding. And the people were showing it to me, or the entities showing it to me, saying, man appears here, he disappears there. He was showing the whole cycle. Appears here and disappears there, appears here and disappears there, and so on through the three cycles. And I said, well, where does man go in the meantime? And they said, that's us. And I went into a depression. I stayed in the depression for 6 weeks, saying, is that all it is? Like Tony's experience. And then suddenly the realization came to me, hey, man, I was out there with him. I'm one of us. And I went on a high, and I've been on it ever since.
Question. I'd like to know how you retain a relatable part of what streams through your consciousness in other states. Because some people go on trips and can't remember or express anything. Obviously, you're into verbalizing, or some people aren't. I mean, do you recall feelings and sensations? Like some people can remember dreams and describe them.
Oh, right. The new science of consciousness. Coming up, it was cut off with William James, and it's now coming up with Charles Tart and various other people among the younger scientists, are recognizing that the state of the observer is very important. Now, in the natural sciences, this could be discounted to a certain extent. Actually, all it did was sub rosa. And if you paid attention in any given field of science to the gossip around the meeting, say the American Physical Society, you could quickly find out which observers were reliable, which ones were likely to construct systems that wouldn't work, and which ones were top dog on the whole business and were successful and could do the whole thing. So the observer has been, the characteristics of the observer has only been a gossip column kind of thing in the natural sciences, because it wasn't particularly important. Because anybody could take a telescope and observe a nebula and do a spectroscopic analysis and see if there was a redshift and repeat it if he had the technique. And so the only criterion of the excellence of the observer that is really necessary is how good were his observations in that area. Now, no matter what he did, he couldn't change the redshift. But when you get into looking at systems such as we are, like everything you do changes the system. So the system of rules has now changed, and your observer, you have to really look at the observer now. And the rules for the observation change with the situation, with the state of consciousness. So you have a whole new set of sciences.
And zoom in, so we can see them on screen using the E key on our command focus. But what we're looking at is individual regions.
Why you lingered for the finger, lending different strokes to different jumps in your body, bending between legs, delicate and desperate, wet it with your tongue, talk to it like it were a child, and all the time it were dead, kissed it, pounded your body into planted seeds, and all the time it were dead. Two black dreams lying on better space, fucking dreams. Tell me, brother, how did you feel when you came out the wilderness? Looked around and saw your woman laid up, stranded, on some wasteland of bleached nightmares and fears gone rancid. After reassembling your manhood, did you curse her for a doubt? Or did you open soft your mouth, stroke her back and say, baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 Earth Mama, need you.
Black woman.
Scratch and strip, tease, fancy, use, fills, chat, direct, lesbine, seek, sorrow, seek, say, no, fills, signs, signs, cross, signs, chat, found, call it, you or trot, your face, images, font, choose, power, equid, car, the point of narration. Ajadik chinois is tease at those fancy sorrow news at news fancy use murder reality empty gut murder images found to seek sorrow news porn a seek sorrow nudity reality empty gut murder fancy use at news seek sky seeks chat pornography porn porno porn fancy use fills fancy use super print murder sex and pussy and I'm murdered like kitty. Persona seek sky and I'm seek sky super print fancy use word porn fancy use at news word did emmy news chat porn porn sex and pussy seek sorrow.
First, let me explain how all this came about. To every question that Sasson asked, I should have answered, I don't know, as I often did in the beginning. At these times, my co-author, Sasson, would naturally protest. This is no way to write a book. It would be much more interesting to write from the perspective of someone who witnessed these events. That made sense to me. I considered it poetic license, because...
Pussy. You say, when you heard me say the word cunnilingus, your mouth turned to water. I was up there in my brown eyelet dress, I was whispering cunnilingus. And your lips, your mouth was your green eyes, your long black hair... It is nirvana, you say. Milk and honey, you say. Nectar of the goddess, you say. Mana, you say. lick your lips. Your mouth is ever so slightly open, panting a little. Your breath is warm. I love it, you say, lifting your eyes, moving your lips slow. I love to eat, to drink. You want to lick, you say. You want to put those lips, that tongue. You are vibrating. I am almost naked. You put those lips, that hot breath, against the elastic waistband of my white cotton panties. My hips are still coiled. Can't believe how good waiting is. Your leg is wet from me sliding. Your thigh. Then your hot breath and that hip bone, that little tendon, that little tender tendon between my pussy lips and my thigh, that sweet puffy place, that tight tendon. You spread my legs. You slip those panties clean off. You put your whole face inside my pussy. Oh, it tastes sweet, you say. You come up for air. My nipples are hard as my fingertips. Your fingers sliding in and out of my cunt. Oh, one, two, three, four of your fingers dripping, dipping in and out of my cunt. Oh, my hips are uncontrollable now. An undulating stealth inside. How I wish those four fingers inside my pussy were your cock. Your tongue full of my clit. You make it small and spicy, ticklish. My clit, your teeth, smooth under soaking lips. The smell is incredible, you say, breathing. Your whole body is in it. My whole body arched for your lips, tongue, teeth, working in and out and along my swelling clit. There is an ocean of mana flowing, a river of nectar, a symphony, a moaning from outside of my body. You turn me over. My legs are like candy, you say, biting into them. My ass is gorgeous, you say, cupping it under your hand. You spread my ass cheeks. My head hangs over the bed. You probe for my cunt. We slide over each other, your mouth sucking my pussy. I am shivering. I want you inside so bad. You keep licking and sucking, and my heart is beating. My heart is beating. My heart pumping and pumping. My heart and my belly comes forth.
Is it better to be than to become? No, I think it's just the opposite. Sometimes I feel like a hound dog, howling in pain, howling from deep within my soul full of nothing but agony, agony, agony. Oh pain, oh pain, oh pain.
Status on the 90 T-Bird, VIN number 26 Charles, Henry Charles, 39er Nora 1, John 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 9er 2.
All dreams have magic.
Black woman. Black woman. I want to create a beautiful world for you, black woman. A world of beauty for beautiful you. A world where black women can bathe, naked and unashamed in gentle streams. A world where poetry is you, black woman. bathing in gentle rhythmic waves. I will create, create, create until I create that world for you, black woman.
Tell me, brother, how did you
I want to create a beautiful world for you, black
looked
woman.
Looked around and saw
a
your
world
woman
of beauty for beautiful
stranded,
you.
Some way
a world where black women can bathe, naked and unashamed in gentle dreams. A world where poetry is you, black woman, bathing in gentle rhythmic ways.
Baby!
I can be reached at 412-5607. I'd appreciate it if you could expedite this.
I am searching for faith, beauty, and hip-hop. I am searching for all those who died between hip-hop and heaven, and all souls set adrift in freefall bedlam with headstrong lyrics that rise like smoke from silver incense burners. Answer me. Answer me, you T.S. Eliots in goose-down jackets with your felt-tip urban hieroglyphs, split smoke, and spray paint. Answer me, you soliloquists with clenched fists round the mic. Answer me, all you angels in Adidas. Tell me, do MCs still howl rhymes into the purple black of midnight? Do they still fight to make arrangements with deities calling them with the jangle of gold and silver bangles on their wrists? I'm searching for hip-hop beats, stomping feet to implore the gods in vain with rain and flocks of seagulls to muffle the sun. I'm searching for perfume, cherry blossoms, and the buzz and jerk of beans, you see. There will be no toast for the future at the banquet table of fools. I'm peeling off your straight jacket so you feel the sun, my friend. I want wings, a feather, and bone so we can fly like birds to better land. Has anybody seen faith, beauty, and hip-hop? I have to find faith, beauty, and...
When we speak of conviction, what we mean by that is that these are opinions that you hold with attention or that you hold with focus. Another way of putting it would be then that belief is the result of impeccable opinions. Not just a hodgepodge of any old opinions that you hold faultily or waveringly, but rather those opinions that you hold with impeccability. And as you look at it in that scope and think of it in that scope, all of a sudden belief becomes something more real that you can work with, rather than a sort of misty cloud of whatever it's supposed to be. The third component in trust is reliance. Reliance implies action, though it is not an action in and of itself. To have hope and to have belief is not enough. You must rely upon that hope and upon those beliefs. That is, you must act from a foundation of hope and belief. For to say, oh yes, I rely upon this and I rely upon that, are empty words unless there is action that follows it up, or as a consequence of that reliance. And therefore, by definition, trust, comprised of hope and belief and reliance, has with it implicit action. Now, by looking at what we have discussed thus far, the delicate balance between hope, belief, and reliance, and by looking at this, you can see, and one could go so far as to suggest, that you trust yourself all the time. For indeed, you are constantly taking action based upon the foundation of your unique beliefs and your special quality of hope. However, with little hope and with negative or unhappy beliefs, the trust that results is faulty or poor, which is therefore called, quote, not trusting myself, unquote. Now, the importance of this somewhat semantical discussion is that when you say, I don't know how to trust myself, to put it quite bluntly, you're lying. For indeed, you do know how to take action, and you do take action based upon your hope, however faulty, based upon your beliefs, however limited, and therefore you are trusting yourself. But you're doing a very lousy job of it sometimes, but nonetheless you are trusting yourself. So you are lying when you say you don't know how. What you really mean is that you don't do it very well, that you don't trust yourself very well, you don't trust others very well.
DJ. Hello. Hello. Hey. Hey, DJ. Hello. Hey, DJ.
Some showers from late evening into the overnight hours.
How long are you on for?
Actually, 5 o'clock in the morning.
What's that sound?
It was that for Monday night.
But what's going on, DJ?
Rain 60%.
Pretty. I don't like it.
Early in the morning.
things. Things in their alleged places. Things where they think they should be. Where they prefer to be. All of the things just where they are. Things with things of their own. Things obeying no rules, following no orders, filling no prescriptions, looking nowhere for directives. Things with no agendas, no platforms, no purpose. A thing for everything, and everything, every place.
Consolidate command to then turn that into a single manageable region. Consolidate command to then turn that into a single manageable region.
This cycle of the rise of Sirius and of the Sirius days has been happening for tens of thousands of years. And of the Sirius days has been happening for tens of thousands of years. And now, everything is different. An energy of cleansing, purifying, readying, and preparing flows into your universe and into your world. The vortex opens more than usual, and a flow that is more than a trickle happens.
Access the file. And to bypass this software, or even tell other people how to bypass it, is a crime. Second, harsh punishments. A few years ago, if you made copies of something and handed them out to your friends just to be helpful, this was not a crime. It had never been a crime in the U.S. Then they made it a felony.
His mind now has been completely distracted from his original thought. Eat the man in the white pants.
Come in, Mitch. Caesar. Bongo, Mitch. Hold it.
It's basically animal psychology.
Just made a lot of decisions about what you're supposed to be able to do with the system. So when you see Windows, you see a lot of decisions made for you by Microsoft. Well, Linux is really just the kernel of the operating system, and you can use it in 100 different ways. It doesn't have to have a graphical interface if you don't want one.
sick again, or is it the birds? I wish they'd stop singing and fly south already. They watch all the wrong television programs. They have all the incorrect political opinions. They don't know the words to any New Kids on the Block songs. And they don't even own a decent pair of walking shoes. Who are they to tell me how to run my life? Who the fuck are they? Nobody's gonna come over here from over there and expect me to adopt their social behavior. I'm not learning their dances. I'm not eating their food. I'm not gonna smell like them. No fucking way. No, not the birds. I'm not talking about the birds. Listen, do you think it's a coincidence that that same morning I woke up from that dream about the international banking conspiracy and the space aliens that fed me pancakes with no syrup or butter, that same morning Tom Brokaw went into a Denny's restaurant, poured ketchup on his penis, and ran around screaming, "Who wants a real Grand Slam breakfast?" And it never made the papers. It never made the TV news. It never even made it to Hollywood. Don't be naive. They're all in on it. They're all in on it together. They're out to fuck me. They're out to fuck you. They're out to fuck anyone who gets in their way. And don't try to tell me about trilaterals, multinationals, multiple Oswald theories, multiple orgasms, the Blue Jays, the Oreos, the Cardinals, the Pope, the Bishop, the CIA, the family, the Book of the Law, page 31 of Macbeth, Shirley MacLaine, Edgar Casey, Casey Jones, Casey Stengel, Casey and the Sunshine Band, K-Sara Sara, because that doesn't work. It all adds up. I saw a vision last night. I heard a voice, and I'm here to tell you once and for all, because I'm fully convinced. It's seamless. It's perfect. It's absolute limitless light. I've been there and back, but I have to go now. I need a bath. My body is burning. I have to go soak my head. That's really not necessary, but thanks anyway.
Navy beat battalion, sir! I gotta clear these obstacles! Make hold for the tanks! All the armored boundaries in the channel! Order, sir! You go somewhere else! I'm clearing this one!
Come on, Briggs!
Taking us out of the courtroom, and there were a lot of obnoxious reporters around, and the police were trying to get us into the buses and hide our faces, and one of the obnoxious reporters from Channel 11 News said, "Why are you hiding your heads in shame? Do you know that people are dying and buildings are burning in South Los Angeles because of you?" And to see on television all the political leaders, Mayor Bradley and President Bush, condemning our verdict. Some of the jurors, we kind of tossed it around that, was this some sort of a setup? We felt like we were pawns of the system and that we were being tossed aside. And even the judge, when he was reading the verdict, some of the jurors said there was a look of disdain on his face.
LPG porn, pexios, wiggly, lesbian pets, KP pornography, stagnated, Miss JPG. Izzle, Japanese pussy, Japanese youth pictures, Japan sex, intercourse gifts, horny pictures, fucking pussy, fist fuck, fat dude, Dutch sex, cunt gifts, cunt gif, cum sluts, cum youth gif, cum, cock pussy, cock JPG, clitoris peg, Chinese nudity, candid nude, blowjob picture, black nude, bip in Japan, bear immer, bear tits, ass spanking, ass licking, Asian nudity, adult gifts, young sex nude, XXX pecs gifts, X-rated sex, horse pictures, white panties, wet clits, vagina pussy cunt, vagina picture, vagina photographs, vagina gif, tits pictures, tit fuck, thigh porn, suck pussy, spanking ass, spank bottom, sexy girls peg peg, sex porn pussy, sex porn pictures, sex kinky, sex girls nude, sex, Abby, masturbating in uniform, satin sex, sadism, masochism, roommate's naked video, pussy XXX, pussy tits ass, pussy cunt tits, pussy cunt pictures, pussy ass, pornography peg, pornography pegs, pornographic peg, porn XXX JPG gif, pussy pictures, masturbation, porn photos, porn fuck pussy, pictures of nude women eating pussy, pictures slash oral, penetration and pussy and cock and blowjob, pollen on, panties sex, orientals nude, oriental sluts, oriental pornography, oral sex picture, oral ejaculation, oral cum, nude vixen horny, nude pornography, nude porn pictures, nude pictures girls, nude picture XXX, nude photograph, nude naked, nude girls pictures, nude gifts, nude fuck, nude cunt, nude Chinese, naked pussy XXX, naked pussies, naked lesbian picture, naked horny sluts, naked gifts, MPEG nudity, MPEG naked, MPEG pornography.
Depends upon the state of consciousness of the observer. For instance, if I'm in plus three, I'm obviously totally inadequate to be an observer of what's going on this planet, because it doesn't exist in that state. Thank you.
certainly gained the human experience, didn't he?
He sure did.
There are people, has been revised, enhanced, changed, edited, the Council of Nicaea, of course, 300, 320 or whatever it was. But a lot of things added and taken out, apparently, over the years. How do you view the contemporary Bible in terms of real, genuine credibility, vis-a-vis the original messages and knowledge that was that were actually laid down to us?
We had no perfect book in the Bible. We had much valuable information, and we have to become educated to the point where we can determine what's good and what's bad.
All right, that makes sense.
Fascinating one, and I had some direct experience of it. So. To look at the relationship of plants and people, you really have to look at an intoxicant. It could have been the grape and it could have been the opium poppy, but I just thought the story of the marijuana plant was such a fascinating one.
You try to keep the animal afraid of you in that he does not understand you. He does not understand that you're weaker than him. If you get injured during a wild animal act, you have to go ahead and finish the act. If you stop right then and leave the cage, the animal is liable to comprehend that he has hurt you. And that's it with that animal. Because physically, there's no way to really stop them except bluff.
Hey! Hey!
Concentrating on this particular area of the body, you can then increase the amount of chi energy in the body.
Chi energy.
Bring along better health.
All right, no.
You now draw the proper lover into your life. You now create a loving relationship of trust and shared goals. A warm, fulfilling soulmate relationship now becomes manifest. You now create the space for a soulmate relationship in your life. You use the power of your subconscious mind to draw your soulmate to you. Unconditional love are your key words for conditioned response. You are ready to give and receive unconditional love. You are now open to the experience of a loving relationship. You are ready for a warm, fulfilling primary relationship. You now draw the proper lover into your life. You now create a loving relationship of trust and shared goals. A warm, fulfilling soulmate relationship now becomes manifest. You now create the space for a soulmate relationship in your life. You use the power of your subconscious mind to draw your soulmate to you. Unconditional love are your key words for conditioned response. And these suggestions have been communicated to every level of your body and mind. And so it is. And in just a moment, I'm going to wake you up. You'll awaken with your head clear, thinking and acting with calm self-assurance and feeling glad to be alive. You feel at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And on the count of five, you will open your eyes and be wide awake, fully alert, and filled with energy and enthusiasm. So number one, you're coming on up now. returning to full beta consciousness. Number two, you're coming on up at peace with all life. Number three, sense the balance and harmony within you. Number four, recall the situation in the room. And number five, wide awake, wide awake. You are now fully awake and alert, and you feel good.
Physics.
Take me back.
And Jennifer Jason Lee. It's been a plenty for the soldier. Trodden in heavy wet boots through the sand. Killed 30 minutes earlier. Still walking. Jennifer Jason Lee likes Van Morrison, and I have some good bootleg MP3s. If you're listening, Jennifer, the Metaphysics Scary Guys are gonna spinning platters, taking envelopes, having a general good old kind of time. So why don't we have 12 more Napsters? Riddle me this. Something's wrong here. Should have been like the number one Napster, and then about 10 or 12 more lined up to slip right in there as the first one mosey on down the road. One step ahead of John Law. Just some isolated, targeted ISPs. At least a 3-month jump time or float. And we throttle up Napster 2. And 3. And a 4. We'll know where they are. Which one is Hapnan? Something's wrong with this picture. No care. Instead, we get Windows XP. You were walking in a very scary, heavy footprint. Mark my words. August 1 or 2 or 3, whatever it is. Or 4. Microsoft 2 coming this away, like a summer blockbuster that go all year. And again.
And the music on the radio.
It's taking the envelopes.
Music on the radio. Has so much soul. Has so much soul. And you listen in the nighttime.
You sing, girl. Gary G4 at Mac.com. Electronic envelopes for the major. Various powder. Paper. Flesh. Life forms. Whole regions. Regions on regions. As we flip over the central switch to the exponential, and everything is different now. Everyone alive has been jiggled. So I'm told.
My life is a bowl of ashes. My life is a plate of onion soup. My life is a string of falafel. My life as a singing waiter. My life as an insufferable bore. My life as an overdue library book. My life as a new way to be. My life as a brand new car. My life as a private detective. My life as a way to get to Springfield, Ohio. My life as a coloring book. My life as a bush of ghosts. My life as a Buddhist monk. My life as a set of matching luggage. My life as a new car. My life as a horsehead nebula. My life as a teenage lobotomy. My life as an inflatable love doll. My life as an end to all things. My life as a new beginning. Take my life, take my life, take my life. I'm not using it.
Some direct experience of it, so it seemed like a good one to delve into.
Now, as you point out in your book, homegrown marijuana, marijuana that was grown in the United States, in the 1960s and 70s was very weak. So a lot of people who tried to grow it and smoke it were very disappointed in the results. Why was it a not very effective intoxicant in the 60s and 70s when it was grown in the U.S.?
Well, it was basically, it was a tropical plant, and it grew very powerfully in the tropics, in places like Hawaii and in India, where it's grown very commonly. But when people took the seeds from the marijuana that they bought, which was mostly marijuana that had been grown in Mexico, very carelessly, in fact, these plants wouldn't do very well here. And one of the great ironies of the drug war is this plant that really did not have much of a purchase. I mean, looking at it from a natural history point of view.
The United Nations was crushed. Its people brutalized.
You trust poorly. The importance of all this is to understand that the question is not, how do I trust myself? The question is, how can I trust myself better. And there is a world of difference. And in the possibility of answering those questions. So often it has been said that the problem is not finding the right answers, but indeed finding the right questions. And here is a very important example of that. For if indeed someone comes up to you and says, I don't know how to drive an automobile, I want to know how to do that, one wonders and rolls one's eyes and says, oh my God, where does one begin with this? But if that same person were to come to you and say, I do know how to drive, but I don't do it very well. Could you teach me, could you help me drive better? Indeed, you have a sense of direction, you have a sense of what to do and where to go, and your next question becomes, what particular skills do you need to improve upon? And so it is with trust. If you consider to yourself and come to yourself with the question, I don't know how to trust, teach me. You can throw up your hands in that same utter despair and realize there's no place to really begin. Whereas instead, if you come to yourself with the question, I do know how to trust, but I don't trust very well, will you help me do it better? Then there's a sense of direction, there's a sense of something that can be done. Where are you faulty? Is it the level of hope? Is it your level of belief? Or is it the very reliance upon that hope and that belief that is out of balance? There is some direction there. There is some sense that something can be done. So often we have been asked, well, how do I trust myself? I don't know how to do that. And we often have responded, well, you just do it. To the frustration sigh at the other end of the phone or across the room, you just do it. And when you understand what that means, that you are always trusting yourself, sometimes poorly, sometimes destructively, sometimes brilliantly and beautifully, but you are always trusting yourself. Therefore, the purpose of this tape is not to teach you how to trust, but rather to deal with how to do it better, so as to reap the benefits of what trust can bring you. And so with that, we want to consider the components of trust. There are basically four components, and this is very important. We have talked about it in various seminars previously as to the components of trust and why it is so important to be aware of these. For so very often you try to trust yourself where trust is not the appropriate feeling or the appropriate action to be taken. So often you tempt to rely upon your hopes and beliefs and to act out of that reliance or act out of that particular foundation of hopes and beliefs when it's really the inappropriate action to be taken. And therefore you say you are attempting to trust yourself. You apply trust in the wrong area. It doesn't work. You come away from it still not feeling any better, even if what you have been attempting works very successfully. You don't trust yourself any better. And then again, you feel that sense of despair, that sense of hopelessness. There's nowhere to go with this. Well, if you apply trust where it really ought to be applied, then whether it works successfully or not, you do come away with a greater sense of trust. It works. We'll say that again. When you apply trust where it ought to be applied, regardless of the result of the venture, positive or negative, you will come away with a greater sense of trust. Similarly, the corollary, when you apply trust where it does not belong, regardless of the benefit or the failure that occurs, you will come away with no greater sense of trust than when you began.
Of how folks live, and I have those fans of mine who don't really see them as terribly eccentric, or my painting them as obsessive. They think they're looking at life straight on. When you look at all of us, you're going to find a kind of private hurt that can be monstrous in our private obsessions, or very strange to others if they knew them. That's about all.
It's 45 seconds and counting. T-minus 40 seconds and counting. The development flight instrumentation recorders are on. T-minus 35 seconds. We're just a few seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer. T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant sense sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant set sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15, 14, 13. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Resort in New Hampshire at 1-800-322-9478. I'm calling to invite you for a free 90-minute tour of our luxurious resort. And just for stopping by, you'll be able to receive your choice of a 3-day, 2-night hotel getaway for two, along with a $25 dinner certificate to any Ruby Tuesday's restaurant. Or secondly, receive two round-trip airfares to either Hawaii, Cancun, Mexico, Florida, or the Bahamas. For complete details about this special promotion, call our representatives at 1-800-322-9478 and mention my name, Stacy. Thank you.
For years for sharing with your neighbor. Third, informers. Well, you may have seen the ads on TV, the ads in the Boston subways asking people to rat on their co-workers to the information police, which officially is called the Software Publishers Association. And fourth, collective responsibility. In the U.S., this has been done by conscripting internet service providers, making them legally responsible for everything their customers post. The only way they can avoid always being held responsible is if they have an invariable procedure to disconnect, to remove the information within 2 weeks after a complaint. Just a few days ago, I heard that a clever protest site criticizing Citibank for some of its nasty policies was disconnected in this way. Nowadays, you don't even get your day in court. Your site just gets unplugged. And finally, propaganda starting in childhood. That's what the word pirate is used for. If you'll think back a few years, the term pirate was formerly applied to publishers that didn't pay the author. But now it's been turned completely around. It's now applied to members of the public who escape from the control of the publisher. It's being used to convince people that only a nasty enemy of the people would ever do this forbidden copying. It says that sharing with your neighbor is the moral equivalent of attacking a ship. I hope that you don't agree with that, and if you don't, I hope you will refuse to use the word in that way. So, the publishers are purchasing laws to give themselves more power. In addition, they're also extending the length of time that copyright lasts. See, the U.S. Constitution says that copyright must last for a limited time. But the publishers want copyright to last forever. However, getting a constitutional amendment would be rather difficult, so they found an easier way that achieves the same result. Every 20 years, they retroactively extend copyright by 20 years. So the result is, at any given time, copyright nominally lasts for a certain period, and any given copyright will nominally expire someday. But that expiration will never be reached because every copyright will be extended by 20 years every 20 years, and no work will ever go into the public domain again.
I want the car to explode when you drive me to the Kmart. I want you to solder my face to the mighty oak tree. I want to fuck myself with my atom bomb. Why is it that I cannot, not even only once, find glass in my dinner or razor blades in the bed sheets? I pay my taxes. When will my hard work and dedication pay off? When will I reap what I have sown? When will my tiny penis shrivel up and disappear? When will my testicles bleed with joy? When will I drown in urine and vomit and my menstrual juices? I want to be the lamb slaughtered in the milk bar. I want to live. I want to live. I want to die. I want to live. How much longer must I wait?
My story.
Four components here. The first component of trust is that there must be a beneficial and a harmful result that is possible. In other words, a situation where it could go well or it could go badly, you are either going to benefit from the action or you are going to be harmed by the action. The second component, the result depends upon the future. It is not a situation that you know right now. It's not that you know how it's going to turn out and therefore you're going to trust yourself. And this is where a lot of people make mistakes. They take a given situation where the result is obvious, where the result can't go any other way. They say they trust themselves. They're going to tell their friends they trust themselves. And my, what a good person am I for trusting myself. The beneficial result occurs as they expected. But yet they feel a hollowness. They feel a hollowness because the result, the benefit they received, was not dependent upon the future, but was known all along. And though it may work very well to impress your friends, and even to impress yourself for a little while, it will ultimately leave you hollow, doubting, wondering, questioning your ability to trust well. The third component is that the harm must be potentially more harmful than the benefit is beneficial. Now that's one to think about, that the harm must potentially be more harmful than the benefit is beneficial. An example of that is horse racing, that we view as quite frequently, and it works very well. If you put $10 on a win, place, or show, and you lose the harm, the most you've lost is your $10. If you benefit, you win. You're going to win a lot more than the $10 that you would have lost otherwise. Therefore, the harm is not more harmful than the benefit is beneficial, and therefore betting on the nag in the third race is not a situation of trust. Oh, certainly there is a benefit and there is a harm as a result, and certainly the result depends upon the future. But the harm is not more harmful than the benefit is beneficial, and that is a vitally important...